And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration freed six school districts recently from Obama and Biden-era legal agreements that forced them to allow biological males into girls' restrooms. The Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights called those agreements, quote, unnecessary and unlawful burdens. Under the new enforcement, Title IX investigations target girls being injured by male athletes, not teachers who use the wrong pronoun. Not getting the memo? New York City's elite private schools currently mid-DEI symposium. One session proposes rebranding DEI as, quote, universal design for learning, after admitting the old label got too politicized. And at least they're being transparent about not being transparent. The Royal Canadian Navy hoisted the transgender flag aboard ships at Halifax for Trans Day of Visibility and helpfully warned that online criticism could face criminal prosecution. MS Now, which is formerly MSNBC, found a problem with the heroic rescue of an American soldier. Pete Hegseth said, "Leave no man behind," and the correspondent pointed out that that could have been a woman. The hypothetical woman thanks you for your courage there, Larry. Tennessee Senate passed a bill 26-6, making it a state crime to remain in the state after receiving federal deportation orders. 90 days to leave or face up to 1 year in jail. Critics say immigration is a federal matter, but Tennessee says federal law already says go home. They're just adding a little more enforcement to what's already there. In Elk River, Minnesota, they voted unanimously to fly the old state flag over the 2024 redesign, which bears a striking resemblance to several Somali faction flags. 3 out of 4 surveyed residents supported the change. Council members were warned that the old flag would be divisive. Apparently, the 75% missed that memo, too. House Speaker Mike Johnson is reportedly leaving Planned Parenthood defunding out of the next reconciliation bill, even as the organization just reported killing a record 434,000 unborn babies and collecting $832 million in taxpayer funding. The one-year ban expires July 4th. Pro-life groups say that's unacceptable, and that's hard to argue. Finally, a study finds people who lose weight rapidly are twice as likely to divorce. The GLP-1 craze may be reshaping more than waistlines. As one commentator put it, what does it profit a man to change his look but lose his marriage? Hear, hear. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Higgs. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.